From WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Are scientists superheroes? Well, they are in Wakanda. And while that's not what has made Black Panther wildly popular, it does put the movie in a position to inspire a new generation of black scientists and help Americans embrace science as part of our culture. Also, a new technique for laser etching electronic sensors into the surface of fruits and vegetables could eliminate all those pesky stickers on apples and even lead to sensors that tell you if that cantaloupe is ripe. And how mindfulness can help combat addiction from opioids to smartphones. First, when we think about the impacts of climate change in New England, our minds often go to the oceans and coasts. But a new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture finds that New England's forests are vulnerable as well, and changing winter weather conditions are particularly concerning. Jennifer Hushaw is an applied forest scientist with the Climate Services Program at Manomet in Plymouth and a contributor to that report. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, great to be on.
New England has already seen some pretty dramatic climactic changes, a 70% increase in the amount of our precipitation that comes in extreme events. Annual average temperatures have already increased by almost 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit, with even more warming during the winter. As we look forward, what are some of the projections regarding climate that are particularly worrisome for forests?
Climate change actually has a lot of potential implications for the health and the productivity and really the overall character of our forests. In particular, growing seasons have gotten longer, and that's projected to continue as we go forward. And the atmospheric level of carbon dioxide has also obviously been going up. And so plants take up CO2 through photosynthesis. And so in some ways, that higher CO2 can actually be a fertilizer for our forests and increase productivity. But some of the ones you mentioned also are potentially increasing stresses on our forests. And certainly increasing temperatures are one. It increases the demand for water. And in particular, in some places where we might have some even mild and moderate drought events, those can be made even more impactful on forests as temperatures continue to increase. And that changing water availability is really important for forests as well. They need water in particular at certain times of the year, especially during the growing season. And so one of the important projections is suggesting that we might get more precipitation in the winter and the spring, but there's a lot of uncertainty and some variability in the projections for the summer and the fall. And so in an instance where precipitation stays relatively constant during the growing season, but temperatures begin going up, that could create a potential for more drought stress in our forests.
I mean, a longer growing season, that sounds like a kind of good thing. I get what you're saying about, you know, the rain might not come at the right times to support that longer growing season. The water could become an issue. But are there other problems inherent with the issue of having a longer growing season, a shorter, milder winter?
Yeah. And so this is one of the interesting things about this topic, is that in some cases, there are some positives and some negatives. And the longer growing season, of course, is potentially a good thing for our native species, but it also benefits invasive species as well. And so that's one sort of downside of that longer growing season. Many invasive species that can outcompete natives are better able to take advantage of earlier springs. And so they can get a jump start on growth, and that helps them increase their abundance. So that's one potential negative. And then in terms of the winter conditions, so snowpack is going to be reduced, and the snow has this really important insulating effect on our soils, and it really helps modulate soil temperature during the cold months in the winter. And so there's definitely some risk that for certain species, they might be at risk of root freezing. In times when they used to have that insulating snow cover, in the absence of that, you can get really deeply penetrating frost into the ground that can actually damage root systems. And so that's definitely one concern about a milder winter.
I'm talking with forest scientist Jennifer Hushaw of Manomet about a new USDA report on the vulnerability of New England's forests to climate change. That report says that life is going to get harder for a lot of New England's iconic tree species, and a couple that jumped out at me: sugar maple, paper birch, and balsam fir. That's got to have huge economic impacts for our region. I mean, maple syrup, paper, lumber, Christmas trees, all sorts of industries, actually, that are being fed by our forests here in New England.
Yeah, it's a great point, actually, because, you know, climate change, we often think of it as a purely sort of an environmental issue. And certainly it has really important implications for ecosystems and habitat. But certainly it's an important cultural and economic issue as well. And, you know, those species that you mentioned are some of our most iconic and commercially important ones in the region. And that was one of the findings of the report, is that depending on the forest type we're talking about, the level of vulnerability really varies. And so some of the forest types expected to have the greatest vulnerability are those dominated by spruce and fir. So those will be the kind of forests you see when you go up to the White Mountains or to the Adirondack region of New York or northern Maine. And on the other hand, you know, there's a little bit of a good news story for some of the forest types that are really dominant, where a lot of your listeners are probably based in southeastern Massachusetts, for example. Pitch pine, scrub oak, for example, that is a forest type that's got more species that are better suited to warmer and drier conditions. And so they may actually fare a little bit better and become more competitive as those conditions change.
So I'm going to have to make friends with the pitch pines in my yard, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
As these conditions change and it becomes harder for some tree species, that's got to make it easier for some other tree species, right? So what might be moving into New England?
That's a really important piece of this puzzle. There are sort of winners and losers here. Some species will become more competitive, and many of those will be some of those more southern species. And so things like oak and some of the pines that maybe are now only present in parts of southern New England, in, say, Connecticut, will become more dominant over the long haul and may migrate northward. Of course, individual trees aren't getting up and moving, but over long periods of time, you can see that the composition of the forest will change as those northern species become a little bit less competitive and they start to be overtaken by some of those southern species that begin to move in.
What, if anything, can we do to either make our current forests more resilient as climate changes, or to help ease and smooth this inevitable transition?
Well, there's actually a number of things, particularly in forests that are being actively managed. There are a number of sort of knobs that forest managers can turn to help increase forest resilience. And these are things like changing, you know, the density and spacing of trees, or even which types of trees we favor. And for example, you know, a natural resource manager who might look at this new report could get a sense for which types of species and which forest types may fare better under future conditions. And in that scenario, they can enact management actions that will preferentially benefit those kinds of species, so that you end up with a forest that's got a composition and a character and a density that will make it more resilient to things like drought and pest outbreaks.
That's Jennifer Hushaw. She is an applied forest scientist with the Climate Services Program at Manomet in Plymouth and a contributor to a new USDA report about the vulnerability of New England's forests to climate change. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Up next, could Black Panther be the science movie of the year? Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.